Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Lifestyle Fit on WWDB. I am Sarah Melita, and I am your host for the next 30 minutes. I am filling in for D. Lyman, but we also have a little twist for you today. I will be interviewing our host, our sponsors today. Our sponsors for today's show is American Advertising Services, Philadelphia's longest established advertising and public firm. For free information and creative ideas that can help your company, call Joe Ball at 484-562-0063. That's 484-562-0063. And I would like to welcome you to the host of the show regularly. Welcome, Dee.
I appreciate it, Sarah. This is fun.
Yeah. So how do you feel about being interviewed, since you're always on the flip side of this?
Actually, I do get interviewed more than you would think, especially this time of year with basketball things. Matter of fact, I did two TV shows this morning, and I did a radio show before I did this one, and I'll be on the radio tonight for draft coverage, and that's more of me being interviewed than me being a host.
So your love of sports, where did it come from? I know your dad was the coach. Did it come from just constantly being around that, or... you just got into it on your own?
No, definitely. He had a huge influence. One, because I liked spending time with him. And two, we as a family went to games as I was growing up. So that was basketball. And then, you know, I started to play sports as well. Actually, my mom was my fifth grade basketball coach, not my dad. And a lot of people don't know that. And then once you start getting into sports, and I liked being part of a team, when I got to high school, I played basketball, ran track, cross country. I didn't play sports organized in college. And then later I got into what I call my hobby and my obsession, and I golf now. So, but there's always good things in sports. Feel good about being active, and I love competition, mm-hmm. and I think when you get past where you're able to be part of a team, you try to find ways that you can still do a sport and be competitive, and to a certain degree, golf allows me to do that.
So broadcasting. Why broadcasting?
Broadcasting, because in college, I worked in a sports information department for a year, and I loved the people. But the writing was kind of bland for my liking. And I thought about coaching. And then I guess I love to write. So it seemed to me that I could get a lot of what I liked in terms of watching what my dad had done for a career and get to write and tell stories. Obviously, I think sports media has changed over the years, and there's more... you know, Twitter, Snapchat, you're telling stories in 140 characters as opposed to longer format features that I used to like to do. I even produced a number of shows, half hour. I have one documentary that was an hour, actually. And I think those are fewer and far between, but maybe it'll come back. You know, I think things go in cycles. So right now, I think we're all focused on doing it quick, being first. Mm-hmm. And maybe the quality has suffered slightly, but there are so many outlets. Now so many people do live streaming. You can have a whole series that's just on the internet. Plenty of people see that too. So, and we still have all those channels that are available on cable. So we'll see. But I've enjoyed my many, many years doing what I did.
So do you feel social media has hurt creative sports journalism, or do you feel it's just changed slightly?
It's changed. And like I was saying, I taught a class in the spring at Chestnut Hill College, and I think just in being around, most of them were juniors and seniors. But even the degree of which their writing skills, because, again, when you're on your phone tweeting, you're abbreviating, you're not using grammar, and you really do develop some bad habits that are hard to break when you're now 21 and 22 years old. So I don't know that I can blame it totally on social media, but it has impacted how people tell stories, for sure.
Yeah, people want everything fast and now, and they want access to
to celebrities' lives and what's going on really quickly.
And a lot of it is telling stories with video as opposed to mm-hmm. even writing anymore. You know, you'll have as many views of a video on Twitter or Instagram. And Instagram even launched its new, I think it's called IGTV. Kim Kardashian was all over it last night, and it kept coming to my phone nonstop. So YouTube is huge. The one thing that is nice is if you have good talent or a great idea, it is so much easier to get it out there. And the possibility of somebody with the right eyes seeing it is far greater than if I wanted to get hired before and please give me a chance to do a documentary or write this story. You can get your message out there and somebody will find you if you're that talented. Whereas before, you're just constantly knocking on doors just to be seen. Now you can knock that door down.
So how have you used social media in your sports journal?
Sarah, not good enough. I can tell you that. Not good enough. Well, it's twofold for me. One, I think if you are irresponsible with using social media, it can come back to hurt you. And people can be mean on social media because they don't have to see you face to face and then therefore say a lot of things. So I use it really just mostly for my basketball coverage and share information that I'm observing or getting from other people, mm-hmm. watching a game right now, like with the draft, going to workouts of who the possible draftees will be. So I use it really as an informational tool to just share and try not to engage in what I would call useless back and forth.
Right. Speaking of the draftees, who do you think?
So the Sixers currently have the 10th and 26th pick in the first round, and then they have 3 second-round picks. So they have 5 total. They don't have 5 places on their roster, so I don't think they will keep all of those. I do think they will probably end up picking a 10. They might make a move to try to go up to secure. I think the guy they want is from Villanova, Mikal Bridges. Mm-hmm. I think he has a chance of being there at 10, but there's a chance he could go at 9 to the Knicks because I know they liked him a lot too. But to me, it's kind. He's also the most sure thing of in the lottery, and he could step in and help them immediately with 2 things that they need. He's a good shooter from 3-point range, and he's a good defender. And he has, you know, he's got 2 NCAA championships. So people like winning players.
Impressive.
Yes. Yes.
So that's your pick, too? That's what you're hoping they go for?
No, I think he'll be the name that is there. Mm-hmm. And of the ones that are, there's another guy that came in. He's actually came in twice. His name is Kevin Knox from Kentucky. And he's a very much knockdown shooter, which they wouldn't blink an eye at doing, but he's also 18 years old right now. He's got to be one of the youngest. I'm sure somebody else has been drafted at 18, but so he needs development, but he can make a shot. And if there was one thing that they got exposed in the second round of the playoffs against the Celtics was their ability to defend the perimeter and to get their 3-point shooters open looks because the shooters that they had this past year lacked some athleticism.
So out of the 2 names you just gave me, who do you think would fit better with the Sixers team already?
I mean, I think Mikal can step right in and help them. Mm-hmm. So he went to college he was there for 4 years, played 3. The other kid is 1 year in college, so he's basically a high school kid, so mm-hmm. to speak. But there's either one will be fine, and they're the guys' names that are projected. There's one other name, but I don't think they would take him at 10 because you could get him lower, who's also a one and done from Texas Tech, but he's the best athlete in the entire draft, and his name is Zaire Smith.
Well, thank you for that. We have to take a short little break. I'm Sarah Melita, and this has been Lifestyles.
Music, music. Now at the Ardmore Music Hall, a grand music venue in the heart of the Main Line. The venue is located at the legendary 23 East Lancaster Avenue in Ardmore, once known for its musical talent. Free parking nearby. For full information and tickets, see webpage at ardmoremusichall.com. ardmoremusichall.com or call 610-649-8389. That's 610-649-8389. The webpage again, ardmoremusichall.com. It's a grand music venue in Ardmore in the heart of the Main Line.
Independence Seaport Museum is all about water. Discover the history of the U.S. Navy as you climb aboard pirate ship Diligence and National Historic Landmark ships Cruiser Olympia and Submarine Bakuna. Enjoy the Delaware River with small boat rentals. Experience live demonstrations in our boat building workshop and citizen science lab. Independence Seaport Museum is the premier family-friendly destination on the historic Penn's Landing waterfront. Visit phillyseaport.org or call 215-413-8655.
Wildwood, a great place to vacation or have a family gathering or organization event. And now there's a deep discount on reservations. Yes, huge savings on rooms at the well-known beautiful Newport Beach Resort in front of the beach and boardwalk next to Subway Deli Wildwood. Some restrictions do apply. Call the Newport Motel at 800-831-3178. That's 800-831-3178. 800-831-3178. Plan early, save big.
I am Joe Ball. I started an advertising, PR, and communications firm over 60 years ago. Still in business now. Over the years, I also added ownership and managing of several newspapers, consumer and trade shows, radio interview programs, and other businesses. They included a major football and basketball coaches conference at Notre Dame, an art school, and even a mediation company. I am still aiding medium and small businesses as a consultant. My knowledge, contacts, expertise can be helpful to area organizations. See our webpage, www.phillybizmedia.com. That's PhillyBiz, like B-I-Z, media.com. Talk to me at 484-562-0063, 484-562-0063. I like to answer the phone. Phones still work, as do I.
Wow, this is really different. There's a Philadelphia business called WIMS, WIMS for Rent, that creates and does really unusual business special events and promotions. If you're involved in a trade show, business meeting, sales campaign, grand opening, or open house, call WIMS for Rent. If you're having a company dinner, a charity gala, or fundraiser and need a theme, call WIMS. WIMS has stars and stunts, gadgets and gimmicks from hundreds of available sources, entertainers and celebrities. Add flair to your business needs. WIMS for Rent, the Philadelphia special events company for business and groups. At WIMS, imagination works overtime. Challenge us. Call WIMS for Rent.
For more information, contact WIMS for Rent at 29 Bala Avenue, Bala Cynwyd, PA 19004, 29 Bala Avenue, Bala Cynwyd, PA 19004, or call WIMS for Rent at 484-562-0067, 484-562-0067 for WIMS for Rent.
Welcome back to Lifestyles, and I'm Sarah Maleden. I am here with the original host of the show, D-Lion, and we are going to continue our talk. And now I would like to ask you some questions about sports broadcasting and how a young men and women can break into the industry.
Yes. Well, that too has changed.
Right?
So used to, when I was trying to break in, you would try to get a job in a small market at, you know, one of the affiliates and be either the Monday through Friday sports anchor or the weekend sports anchor. So, and I did do that. My first job was in Madison, Wisconsin. But now, first of all, sports being told on the local news has diminished to about maybe a minute and a half sometimes. And even if you look in the Philadelphia market, NBC has their sports done by NBC Sports Philadelphia, which is the cable, but they're owned by the same people. And so they just kick it over there for the sports and have basically knocked out their sports department as part of their local news. So if you want to get in, and there's different things you can do also, meaning obviously I was an anchor and a host and a reporter, but I also was a play-by-play person in the WNBA for 8 years down in Washington. And now I'm a color commentator for the Sixers minor league, which is called the G League. And they just changed their name and going through a whole branding. But I am a color analyst, which is, you know, that job's a little harder to get. I think you have to prove over time that you, I guess if you're a former athlete, they seem to throw them in quicker. So I think, again, the internet, being able to put stories up on YouTube, even if it's, you know, one of your friends shoots it and you do the interviews and you put it together, which we're all capable of editing on our laptops at this point, and then trying to get the word out that you're, you know, trying to be on TV. And broadcasting is also, there's many jobs on the internet where they need people who write and do videos for almost every website there is. So, I mean, again, it's just looking at job sites and job fairs and trying to get your foot in the door.
Do you feel the industry has changed for women? Is it harder now, or was it harder back then?
I mean, there's definitely more women in sports as reporters, I would say. There's a lot of sideline women reporters. Yes. I would say the sideline women reporters, on average, are of a younger age than if men are doing it. And I also think that men stay in that role longer. So I don't think that has changed. But I think there's definitely plenty of opportunities for women to have jobs in sports broadcasting, especially because now there's a regional cable sports. I think Comcast actually just made a bid to purchase Fox's, you know, regional networks.
Mm, wow.
And those didn't always exist. Obviously, like I say, it's changed a little. ESPN last year laid off over 100 people because not everybody is buying cable anymore. And I think people don't know what direction it's going to go. But one thing I do know, your games are going to be streamed or televised somehow, some way, always. And so there will always be jobs for announcers and for play-by-play, color commentating, and probably you wouldn't get rid of sideline either.
So what about sports management?
Right. That's what I'm getting my master's in right now. I went back to school last summer, and I do it online. I wanted to be in a field that I'm somewhat familiar with, but still challenge myself to maybe go in a different direction. And so I actually have really enjoyed the classes I've taken, though I'm not enjoying the current one as much. But this is an econ class. Monday I start a sports finance class. And it just has allowed me to look at, if I worked for a team, where would I fit in if I did that in operations? You know, I would love to work in somebody's front office in basketball and be part of the, you know, general manager's staff. Mm-hmm. You know, whether I could make that jump, I don't know. There's plenty of people who tell me I should try. So, and I really haven't explored. I mean, I followed women who, you know, head up the Big East, has had a commissioner that's multiple times has been a woman, like who runs the WNBA. There's a woman, Michelle Roberts, who's in charge of the NBA's Players Association. So there's possibilities out there. I just never have put a lot of thought before going back to get my master's into anything beyond being in sports broadcasting. And part of it is because I love sports broadcasting, right. But I got a whole lot of life still to live, and so there's got to be some other challenge out there that would give me as much satisfaction I got being a sports journalist, just in a different field.
Well, we got to take one more commercial break. This is Lifestyles, and I'm Sarah Melita.
Into rock and roll? Then visit Philadelphia's Hard Rock Cafe. Enjoy the huge menu and especially view the memorabilia. There's the legendary Jim Morrison jacket, acquired from Danny Sugarman, manager of the Doors. See the guitar that John Mayer created. He played with Eric Clapton. From Elton John, his Uncle Sam costume, also Shakira's leather pants. The list goes on. Memorabilia from Jimi Hendrix and Joan Jett. Lunch or dinner, Hard Rock Cafe, 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia. It's an experience. Also hosting corporate events, social gatherings, bar mitzvahs. Hard Rock Cafe is cool. 12th and Market, 215-238-0639. 215-238-0639. 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia.
To enjoy your meals, to enjoy your days, your dental situation is pertinent. The enjoyable taste, the nutritional values, your overall health often has its roots among your teeth and gums. And that's where the professionals at the Center City Dental Offices of Richard Wilson, DMD, PC Dental Arts and Sciences could be important to you. Richard Wilson, DMD, PC Dental Arts and Sciences is recognized for its up-to-date dental procedures, restoration of dental problems, cosmetic benefits, tooth whitening, dental implants, plus all the little things like checkups, cleanings, and especially your comfort during procedures. Contact Dr. Richard Wilson at 215-765-5281 or log on to their website at www.smilephiladelphian.com. That's www.smilephiladelphian.com. Their offices are located at 2401 Pennsylvania Avenue in Center City. And again, the phone number, 215-765-5281.
My name is Joe Ball. I am 88 years old. 88 years old. I don't look that old. Except in the mirror. I've been in business over 61 years, aiding small and medium-sized firms with their advertising and related needs. I'm still at it. Benefit. You can benefit from my lifetime experiences. Call me personally at 484-562-0060. That's 484-562-0060, or see www.phillybizmedia.com. That's www.phillybizmedia.com. Make your contact soon, for obvious reasons. I'm 88 years old. 484-562-0060.
Wildwood, a great place to vacation or have a family gathering or organization event. And now there's a deep, deep discount on reservations. Yes, huge savings on rooms at the well-known, beautiful Acropolis Oceanfront Resort on the beach, North Wildwood. Some restrictions do apply. Call the Acropolis Oceanfront Resort at 866-522-1515. That's 866-522-1515. 866-522-1515. Save big.
Need a speaker for your business meeting, organization, or group meetings? Need a speaker who is entertaining, inspiring, and informative? Need a speaker who is an authority on a subject close to your interest? We provide them. We are the Philadelphia Speakers Bureau. For speakers who serve your interests, call 484-562-0063. That's 484-562-0063. Again, 484-562-0063. ADCOMTIMES at AOL.com. Or write to us at adcomtimes at AOL.com. ADCOMTIMES at AOL.com. Adcomtimes.
Welcome back to Lifestyle. I'm here with D-Line, and we are going to continue our conversation really briefly about broadcasting. So what's one last thing you want to leave our listeners with before we go?
That if it is your dream to be in this business, absolutely go after it. I do say to the most important thing to me is that you are able to write your own stuff and to go into any event that you cover being prepared. So no background information. The best reporters to me are those who are the most prepared. And then the rest of it takes care of itself. And have a blast, because as I say, it's beats a real job. And even though, you know, you work a lot of hours, a lot of weekends, and certainly holidays, but those are the biggest sports days, generally speaking. And if you want to be in sports, you should be wanting to work those kinds of days and hours. Yes.
Right. It's not a job if you love what you do.
Correct.
So just give our listeners your Instagram or your Twitter so they can follow you.
I know. So I do love my Instagram, and people will see pictures of golf courses in addition to things on the job. But I am the letter D, Lynam, LynamCSN. And I am actually the same on Twitter. I'm not really, I am on Snapchat, but I don't do as much of that as I once did. Instagram and Twitter are my mainstay.
Yeah, that's everyone's mainstay.
I know.
Well, thank you very much for joining me on this episode of Lifestyles and allowing
Sarah.
Me to interview you.
Absolutely. This was fun and went fast.
Yes. Well, you've been listening to another episode of Lifestyles. I'm Sarah Melita, and I would like to say... I'm Sarah Melita, and our sponsor for today's show is American Advertising Services, Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm. For free information and creative ideas that can help your company, call Joe Ball at 484-562-0063. That's 484-562-0063.